Welcome back, Pagan. I'd like to start this week off with a little outtake from Marcus Brigstock with his outlook on religion. Give it a listen.
Hello. I'd like to start this week with a request, and this one goes out to the followers of the three Abrahamic religions, to the Muslims, Christians, and Jews. Just a little thing, really, but do you think that when you finish smashing up the world and blowing each other to bits and demanding special privileges while you do it, do you think maybe the rest of us could sort of have our planet back? I wouldn't ask, but the thing is, I'm starting to think there must be something written in the special books each of you so enjoy referring to that tells you it's alright to behave like precious, petulant, pugnacious pricks. Forgive the alliteration, but your persistent power-mad punch-ups are pissing me off. It's mainly the extremists, obviously, but not exclusively. It's a lot of mainstreamers as well. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about, okay? Muslims. Listen up, my bearded and Bailey friends. Calm down, okay? Stop blowing stuff up. Not everything that's said about you is an attack on the Prophet Muhammad and Allah that needs to end in the infidel being destroyed. Have a cup of tea, put on a Cat Stevens record, sit down and chill out. I mean, seriously, what's wrong with a strongly worded letter to the Times? Christians. You and your churches don't get to be millionaires while other people have nothing at all. They're your bloody rules. Either stick to them or abandon the faith. And stop persecuting and killing people you judge to be immoral. Oh, and stop pretending you're celibate as a cover-up for being a gay or a nonce. Right, that's two ticked off. Jews! I know you're God's chosen people and the rest of us are just whatever. But when Israel behaves like a violent, psychopathic bully and someone mentions it, that doesn't make them anti-Semitic. And for the record, your troubled history is not a license to act with impunity now. So, when the letters come, and I'm guessing they will, I can guarantee that each one of those faiths will be utterly convinced that I've singled them out for special criticism.
Why did it have to be us? Islam is a peaceful faith.
I don't see what's wrong with being Christian. We're a peaceful, loving faith.
How dare you, after all we've been through? We Jews know how terrible violence can be.
You see, all of them will be convinced that they're the ones being picked on. The Abrahamic faiths are like Scousers. They're always convinced they have it harder than everyone else. And why is it that all of these faiths claim to be peaceful, when even the most fleeting glance at a history of warfare will tell you otherwise? The relationship between religion and warfare is very similar to the relationship between ant and deck. You could have one without the other, but I'm not sure anyone would see the point. I wouldn't actually like it, but it would at least be refreshing to hear one of them come out and say,
"Oh, our faith's fine as you like. We love a scrap, us lot, we do. Honestly, our special book says fight, fight, kill, maim, fight, smash, destroy, fight, murder, kill, and fight. That's why I signed up, to be honest. I'm a bit naughty, know what I mean?"
But no, all of them claim to be peaceful religions. Yeah, peaceful right up to the point where someone takes something they think is theirs, or says the wrong thing, or looks at them funny, then it's fighty, smashy, kicky, punchy all the way. I know this will upset a lot of people, and frankly, I don't care. I'm getting so sick of religious people screwing it up for the rest of us. Please don't kill us. Seriously. As far as I'm concerned, this is the only chance we get. When we die, it's all over. There's no virgins and pearly gates waiting for us. No big, beardy man saying...
Right, so how do you think that went then? Mix? Well, killed a lot of people in my name, I see. Yeah, not really what I had in mind, actually. Tell you what, have another go as a worm.
While we're at it, I'm sick of religious people forcing their children to define themselves by their parents' faith. A four-year-old is no more a Christian than he is a member of the Postal Workers Union.
We want a fair working wage, decent working conditions, and time allotted to see the new Transformers film.
Said a spokesman. This week, Lydia Playfoot, who took Millais School in Horsham to the High Court so she could wear jewellery to prove she's staying a virgin for Jesus, lost her case. Good. I'm glad. I don't care how many times her parents claim it was her idea. Rules is rules. And if you want to wear a ring that tells everyone you're not having any sex, you can get married like the rest of us. The lawyer for the chaste Miss Playfoot said a question the judge would have to answer was,
"What are the religious rights of school children in the school context?"
Well, I'm no judge. Not yet, anyway. But if you want my opinion, none. No rights. No religious rights whatsoever. Schools for learning. Okay, if you want to have a little pray before maths so that God will prevent Mr. Figgis from setting too hard a test or prevent the PE teacher from being a colossal pervert, then go ahead. Fill your boots. If you want to pop on a feathered headdress and chant and mumble and sacrifice something, you can do that in your own time or take a drama course and pretend it's art. Get a degree in it. That's what I did. The lawyer, Mr. Diamond, argued,
secular authorities cannot rule on religious truth.
Well, Mr. Diamond, I'm going to assume you're not related to the Neil Diamond, because he rocks. Yes, I like Neil Diamond and Prince. And I'm married, go figure. But my point is, religious truth is a foxy one, because religion, by its very nature, doesn't tend to concern itself with truth. There simply isn't time for truth. By the time all the singing and candle lighting and toadying and condemning and hiding from science is done, truth's given up and gone to the pub for a pint. Here's the truth, right? Faith is about as interested in truth as I am in hanging out with Anthony Worrell Thompson, i.e. not very. Now, I know that most religious folk are moderate and nice and reasonable and wear tidy jumpers and eat cheese like real people. And on hearing this, they'll mainly feel pity for me rather than issue a death sentence. But they have to accept that they are the power base for the nutters. Without their passive support, the loonies in charge of these faiths would just be loonies, safely locked away and medicated. Somewhere nice, you know, with a view of some trees where they can claim they have a direct channel to God between sessions making tapestry drinks coasters, watching Teletubbies and talking about their days in the Hitler Youth. The ordinary faithful make these vicious, tyrannical thugs what they are. See, I get very angry that shows like Big Brother and Celebrity Insert Title of Wretched Show Here still fill our lives with vapid, pointless emptiness, and I wish the producers and development executives would crawl back under the rocks they emerge from. But the truth is, they sell stuff that people consume. Without the audience to prop it up, Heat magazine and fundamentalist religious fanaticism goes away. Imagine what humanity might be capable of if we had that much spare time. We could explore space properly, have a decent look in the sea, find a cure for James Blunt, anything. Thank you very much. Letters to the usual address.
Yes, that's right, Piggins. You found us. It's tonight's at the Stone broadcast. When we're podcasting, once again, we've taken a month hiatus, a short little sabbatical, taking care of mundane lives and mundane worlds. We're glad to come back at you, offering you a few new things, a few new insights, and a few of the old, same old, same old. Keep joining us as we continue to grow and expand and expound your mind. And don't forget, you can contact us at thedruids003@yahoo.com with any questions, comments, or shout-outs. We welcome every inquiry and, of course, criticisms. This week, we're going to bring you just a hodgepodge of things to keep you looking at what's going on in the world and how people are looking at it. Because everything out there concerns us, and we should be concerned with the world no matter who we think's in charge or at fault. Hey, we'd like to give a special shout out to Deb and Morgana and Adam and all those Leos having a birthday party this weekend. We miss you guys, and we hope you're having a good time and have a happy and wonderful birthday. We sure miss not being around you for Luxonud this year, but we've always got next year. Y'all stay tuned and give us a holler every now and then.
A long time ago, when the earth was green, there were more kinds of animals than you've ever seen. They'd run around and play while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of all was the unicorn. They're green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now the Lord seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. He says, "Stand back, I'm gonna make it rain." He says, "Hey, brother Noah, I tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo, and bring some of those green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn." Now Noah was there to answer the call. He finished building the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, "Hey Lord, I got your green alligators and long-necked geese, your humpty-back camels and your chimpanzees, your cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn." Now Noah looked out through the driving rain. Those unicorns were laughing and playing silly games. They're running and playing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. They're green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. Noah said, "Close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and I just can't wait for no unicorn." The ark rose up and drifted with the tide, and the unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. That's why you'll never see a unicorn to this very day. It's okay, Mark, really, it is. It's okay, Mark, really.
Why did you say that?
Well, because you might think this is the ending to the song. But I'd have to tell your friends that in fact you'd be wrong.
Really?
You see, unicorns are magical. So when the rain started pouring, they grew themselves some wings and they took to soaring. There were green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. But if you're looking for the unicorn, don't be forlorn. The second star on the right and straight on until morn.
Just a friendly reminder to you Eastern Idaho Pagans, if you'd like to be involved in a Pagan Pride Day event, please contact the Knights of the Stone at thedruids003@yahoo.com or log into our website. Let us know what you'd like to see, do, and be for Pagan Pride Day. Well, that last song was dedicated to our friends and neighbors. And we hope you enjoyed that little bit. It's called Threshold. That's part of our Luke's Nud right to have Luke's Fire Dance. And that's one good little tune to get down with and transpose some energy. Always remember that dance is nothing but music in motion. It's the visual side of the sound that you're listening to. Well, we're going to keep it short and sweet this week, and we hope that everybody keeps the spirit alive inside themselves and share it with others. Always remember that don't take life too seriously. You're not getting out of it alive. And when you come back, there's more to do. So you enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we hope to hear from you soon. And remember, come visit our website at www.freewebs.com/knights-of-the-stone, or just type in Knights of the Stone in your favorite web browser and click on our shop. Come shopping with us and enjoy the mystical experience of your mystical life. We hope to hear from you soon, and until next time, blessed be.